Taxes was waiting on the refund you needed yesterday.
All right, your car repair is going to run about $3,000.
Ugh.
Now Taxes is getting back on the road with TurboTax and Credit Karma, where you can get your refund up to 5 days faster and get personalized guidance to take every dollar further. Now this is Taxes. Intuit Credit Karma with TurboTax. Deposit a federal refund into Credit Karma money account and early submission of refund data by IRS required. Terms apply. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Credit Karma is not a bank.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP's Julie Walker reports on Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's desperate plea for her mother on social media on Saturday.
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
The FBI says she was referencing a note sent to KOLD-TV Friday, one of several ransom notes they are investigating sent to the media. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen January 31st when she was dropped off by family at her Tucson area home. The Pima County Sheriff says she did not leave her home willingly and blood was found on her porch. Investigators are also going over what they can from surveillance video, but the doorbell camera was disconnected. They have taken items from her home for analysis and DNA. Authorities have not identified any suspects or ruled anyone out.
AP's Lawrence Brooks reports on a statement from the Prince and Princess of Wales over revelations about the former Prince Andrew following the latest release of the Epstein files.
Prince William and Princess Catherine have expressed concern for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. It's the latest move by the British monarchy to distance itself from revelations about Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew. Britain's most popular royals say they were appalled by the contents of the more than 3 million pages of documents released by the US Department of Justice. The statement from the palace says, "I can confirm the Prince and Princess of Wales have been deeply concerned by the continued revelations. Their thoughts remain focused on the victims." The former prince was stripped of his royal titles in October. The king last week forced Mountbatten-Windsor to leave his long-time home at Royal Lodge near Windsor Castle. He's now living on the king's Sandringham estate in eastern England. Lawrence Brooks, London.
The Seahawks won the Super Bowl championship against the New England Patriots by a score of 29-13.
A smothering defense and a late offensive surge carried the Seattle Seahawks to their second Super Bowl championship. Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker was a consistent presence throughout in his team's 29-13 Super Bowl 60 win over New England. Walker rushed for 135 yards and totaled 161 yards from scrimmage to take home Super Bowl MVP honors.
If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one winning MVP. So this is a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
Walker is the first running back to win the award since Denver's Terrell Davis in 1998. Coach Mike McDonald's team held New England scoreless through three quarters before scoring 17 in the fourth.
They're a heck of an opponent, but we're really happy for our guys and the 12s in our community. Can't wait to bring the trophy back home.
Seattle avenged its loss to New England in Super Bowl 49 11 years ago. Gethin Coolboss, Santa Clara, California.
This is AP News.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you.
Now taxes is so free.
Love that jam. Up next, commercials.
Intuit TurboTax Free Edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
A stunning free skate secured the U.S. figure skating team gold at the Winter Games. Corresponding Gethin Coolball.
Ilya Malinin helped the U.S. defend its team figure skating gold medal at the Milan Cortina Olympics. On Sunday night, he beat Japanese rival Shun Sato in a head-to-head showdown when the teams were tied on points. Malinin, known as the Quad God, landed five quadruple jumps, scoring 200.03 points for his free skate. Sato followed with three quads, scoring 194.86 points, leaving Japan with a second straight silver medal. The U.S. finishes with 69 points, Japan with 68, and Italy takes the bronze with 60. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of a man whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at a Georgia high school in September 2024. Colin Gray faces 29 counts. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
The FBI pored over Jeffrey Epstein's bank records and emails, searched his homes, spent years interviewing his victims and examining his connections to some of the world's most influential people. But while investigators collected ample proof that Epstein sexually abused multiple underage girls, records released by the Justice Department show they found scant evidence he had a sex trafficking ring serving powerful men. Investigators wrote in one memo reviewed by the AP, they were unable to substantiate one victim's highly public claim that he lent her to his rich friends and found no other victims telling a similar story. Summarizing the investigation in an email last July, agents said four to five Epstein accusers claimed other men or women had sexually abused them, but the agents said there was not enough evidence to federally charge these individuals, so the cases were referred to local law enforcement. Thousands of pages of once-secret court documents show how federal officials and a Virginia court helped an American Marine adopt an Afghan war orphan in defiance of the U.S. government's official policy to unite the child with any remaining family. That family, that now lives in Texas, has been trying to get her back. The AP fought for 3 years to access the documents, which reveal how Marine Joshua Mast and his wife got to adopt the Afghan child. The records show the Virginia judge who granted the adoption skipped critical legal safeguards, and that some federal employees helped Mast take the child, even as others in their own agencies were trying to keep him away from her. She is six now and still lives with the Marine and his wife while the custody battle continues. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump plans to hold the first meeting of his Board of Peace on February 19th in Washington. The meeting is expected to include both world leaders who accepted Trump's invitation in January to join the board, as well as members of an executive committee for Gaza that will oversee the specifics of the territory's governance, security, and redevelopment. A copy of the invitation to attend the first meeting was sent late Friday to invited participants. And it says the gathering will be held at the U.S. Institute of Peace, now called the Donald J. Trump U.S. Institute of Peace. The Trump administration seized the facility last year and fired almost all of its staff. The Board of Peace was first seen as a group that would focus on ending the Israel-Hamas war, but Trump says it'll also address other global crises. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. has given his country and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal to end the nearly five-year war. At a Friday meeting in Moscow of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Zelensky of being focused on constant provocations aimed at disrupting the negotiation process. And he said Zelensky's regime would do anything to convince its Western sponsors to continue pestering the United States and divert them from achieving a fair settlement. Zelensky said Russia presented the U.S. with a $12 trillion economic proposal, but there is no sign of a breakthrough in U.S.-led peace efforts. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired hundreds of drones and missiles into Ukraine overnight, but that most of them were shot down. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump saying Friday he won't apologize for posting a racist video of the Obamas.
No, I didn't make a mistake.
The Truth Social post depicts former President Obama and his wife Michelle as primates in a jungle, the White House first defending it, then taking it down following bipartisan backlash. Democratic Representative Yvette Clark, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, calls the post
a bridge too far for many of my colleagues, and I'm happy that they stood up.
Clark says we're dealing with a bigoted and racist regime.
And only we have the power to stop him. because we have the votes.
I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge in New York has granted a preliminary injunction siding with attorneys general in five states who filed a lawsuit trying to keep $10 billion in federal money flowing to programs for low-income families. The administration is barred from withholding the money until the lawsuit works its way through the courts. In a statement, Attorney General Rob Bonta of California, where about half the money was allocated, celebrated the court order, saying the administration's actions were unlawful and cruel. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the funding freeze was an attempt to target political opponents that would have caused severe chaos in the lives of some of the most vulnerable families in the state. The states affected are California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said in early January they had concerns after reports about potential fraud and said there was reason to believe the states were granting benefits to people in the country illegally. I'm Jennifer King.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit DIV Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders, and while significant amounts of foreign aid funding was cut or clawed back in 2025, Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds, significantly more than the Trump administration had requested. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In 2023, investigators discovered a stash of 189 decomposing bodies in a building south of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Funeral home owner John Helford and his then-wife Carrie Helford had stored the bodies for 4 years and had given grieving families fake ashes. Derek Johnson thought he was fulfilling his mother's wish when he buried the ashes on Maui's Haleakala volcano, the ashes he received from Return to Nature Funeral Home. Then the FBI called.
What Return to Nature gave me instead of my mom's ashes was Quikrete, the cement powder, basically. And so we did go through a celebration of life, and we planted a tree in her honor with what we thought were her ashes underneath it, in the hopes that one day her grandchildren could have a picnic under that tree one day later or something, all to have that blow up in our face and now have constant horrible memories associated with the end of her life.
The FBI told Johnson that one of the decomposing bodies stacked on top of each other was his mom, Ellen Lopes. John Helford was sentenced to 40 years in prison on Friday. His ex-wife is scheduled to be sentenced in April. At sentencing, Helford apologized and said he would regret his actions for the rest of his life. Johnson says he feels as though he has disappointed his mom.
I felt this extreme guilt that I haven't followed through with what it is that she asked me to do. I felt this shame that her life would be remembered for her death and not the wonderful person that she was.
Johnson says despite the trauma he's experienced, he still has good memories.
The Mother's Day card that I wrote her, and I think I wrote I love you in there like 20 times. All I can say is I love you, 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 I love you. Thank you for being my mom. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm Donna Water.
Deaths have been reported from eating mushrooms in California. They are called death cap mushrooms for a reason. The California Department of Public Health says at least 3 people have died. 3 others have required liver transplants after eating death cap mushrooms. They are easily confused with safe edible mushrooms. There has been a lot of rain in California, and it means a bigger supply of mushrooms. Many who got medical attention suffered from rapidly evolving acute liver injury and liver failure. These people range in age from 19 months to 67 years old. Treatment is more difficult once the symptoms start. Experts say whether raw, dried, or cooked, don't eat death cap mushrooms. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson speaks out in court. A judge in New York scheduled Luigi Mangione's state murder trial to begin on June 8th, 3 months before jury selection is scheduled in his federal case. Mangione told Judge Gregory Caro, "It's the same trial twice. 1 plus 1 is 2. Double jeopardy by any common sense definition." His lawyers objected, saying they wouldn't be ready for June 8th. They will be consumed with preparing for the federal trial, which involves allegations Mangione stalked Thompson before killing him. The judge told them, be ready. Under New York law, the district attorney's office could be barred from trying Mangione if his federal trial happens first. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Seattle Seahawks soared to victory in Super Bowl 60, defeating the New England Patriots 29-13 to win their second championship. Kenneth Walker had 161 yards from scrimmage and was named Super Bowl MVP.
I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP, so this is a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
Seattle offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak confirmed after the win he will become the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. At the Winter Olympics, 41-year-old American skier Lindsey Vonn crashed early in Sunday's race in Italy and was taken off the course by helicopter. Teammate Breezy Johnson won the gold medal. Ilya Malinin helped the U.S. defend its team figure skating gold over Japan. And in golf, Chris Goddard shot 7-under 64 and won the Phoenix Open with a birdie on the first playoff hole against Hideki Matsuyama. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
American ski racer Breezy Johnson has won gold in the Olympic downhill. Johnson was the sixth racer Sunday and was in the leader's box when teammate Lindsey Vonn, the number 13 racer, cut a corner too close and crashed. Vonn was taken off the mountain in a helicopter and the race was put on hold for more than 20 minutes. The 30-year-old Johnson joins Vonn as the only American woman to win the Olympic downhill.
I mean, you know, I had a good feeling about today. I sort of still can't believe it yet, so I don't know when it'll sink in. I'll let you know.
Johnson finished 1 minute 36.10 seconds, securing the first medal for the U.S. in these Winter Games. I'm Donna Warder.
Skier Lindsey Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. The safety airbag under her racing suit inflating, possibly softening her landing. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago.
My heart aches for her. It's such a brutal sport sometimes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Spectators at a fan zone in Milan cheered and sang along to Italy's national anthem as the opening ceremonies for the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics officially began on Friday. Spectator Grant Ensden says he's looking forward to a break from real life.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point.
The event featured tributes to Italian culture and Mariah Carey singing Volare. Athletes marched into a spiraling main stage at Milan's San Siro soccer stadium. The U.S. athletes dressed in cream-colored Ralph Lauren snow gear. This year, athletes participated in the Parade of Nations at three other mountain locales, Cortina and Predazzo in the Dolomites and Livigno in the Alps. For the first time, these spread-out winter games featured two cauldrons, one in Milan and one in Cortina, to hold the Olympic flame. It's a spherical metal device that's a nod to the geometric designs of Leonardo da Vinci. The ceremony's organizers say they wanted to convey the themes of harmony and peace and appeal to a sense of unity at a time of global tensions. I'm Jennifer King.
A UK police force says it's assessing claims that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew, sent confidential reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Thames Valley Police, which serves areas west of London, including Andrew's former home at 20 near Windsor Castle, confirmed the inquiry in a statement. It comes after news organisations reported on emails that were part of the US Department of Justice's investigation into Epstein. Those emails suggest that Mountbatten Windsor sent Epstein reports from a 2010 tour of Southeast Asia while he was Britain's envoy for international trade. The then prince also appeared to have shared the itinerary for the two-week trip to Hanoi, Saigon, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, and Hong Kong with Epstein. Andrew denies any wrongdoing in their relationship. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's position is hanging by a thread. He's now trying to persuade his Labour Party lawmakers not to kick him out of his job after just a year and a half in office. Starmer's head of communications, Tim Allen, quit on Monday, saying it's to allow a new Number 10 team to be built. That's after the Prime Minister lost his Chief of Staff, Morgan McSweeney, on Sunday. The political storm stems from Starmer's decision in 2024 to appoint Peter Mandelson as US ambassador, despite knowing he had ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Starmer fired Mandelson in September, when emails were published showing that he maintained a friendship with Epstein after the financier's 2008 conviction for sex offences involving a minor. Starmer apologised last week for having believed Mandelson's denials, and police are now investigating Mandelson for potential misconduct in public office. Two babies are among at least 53 people dead or missing after an inflatable migrant boat sank off the Libyan coast. The UN Migration Agency confirmed the incident, the latest tragedy on a dangerous route for those seeking a better life in Europe. A statement said the boat, with 55 African migrants on board, departed Libya's western town of Zawiya shortly before midnight on Thursday. Around 6 hours later, it began taking on water and capsized on Friday morning, north of the town of Zuwara. Two Nigerian women survived the shipwreck and were rescued by Libyan authorities. One of them said she lost her husband, while the other reported losing her two babies. The incident raises the 2026 death toll on the Central Mediterranean route to at least 484. A Norwegian ambassador has resigned as she faces scrutiny over her contacts with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The foreign ministry announced Mona Juul's resignation on Sunday evening, days after she was suspended as Norway's ambassador to Jordan. That follows reports that Epstein left the children of Juul and her husband $10 million in a will drawn up shortly before his death by suicide in a New York prison in 2019. Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide said Juul's decision was correct and necessary. He added that her contact with a convicted sex offender showed a serious lapse in judgment, adding that the case makes it difficult to restore the trust that the role requires. A ministry investigation into Juul's knowledge of and contact with Epstein continues. Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy former Hong Kong media tycoon and fierce critic of Beijing, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It's the longest punishment given so far under a China-imposed national security law that has virtually silenced the city's dissent. The 78-year-old was convicted in December of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. The maximum penalty for his conviction was life imprisonment. Six former employees of his Apple Daily newspaper and two activists have received prison terms of between 6 years and 3 months and 10 years. The case has raised concerns about declining press freedom in Hong Kong, and Lai's sentence could heighten Beijing's diplomatic tensions with foreign governments. When asked about whether Lai would appeal, his lawyer Robert Pang said no comment. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has said one of her closest allies was kidnapped hours after being released from prison. The government released several prominent opposition members from prison Sunday after lengthy politically motivated detentions. One of those was Juan Pablo Guanipa, seen leading a motorcade to a Caracas detention center after his release, where relatives of prisoners had organized vigils. But later, Machado said on social media that Guanipa had been kidnapped around midnight in a residential neighborhood of the capital. Guanipa had already spent more than 8 months in custody. Machado said heavily armed men dressed in civilian clothes arrived in four vehicles and violently took him away. She added, "We demand his immediate release." The government's press office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Chief of Staff, Morgan McSweeney, resigned Sunday, saying he takes responsibility for advising Starmer to appoint Peter Mandelson as the UK ambassador to the US, despite his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In the Epstein files, it suggested that Mandelson sent market-sensitive information to Epstein when he was the UK government's business secretary during the 2008 financial crisis. In a statement, Sweeney says, "The decision to appoint Peter Mandelson was wrong. He has damaged our party, our country, and trust in politics itself." Starmer apologized for, quote, "having believed Mandelson's lies," end quote. And he said, "None of us knew the depth of the darkness of the relationship between Mandelson and Epstein when Mandelson was vetted for the diplomat job." I'm Donna Warder.
In Sudan, a drone attack by a notorious paramilitary group on Saturday hit a vehicle carrying displaced families, killing at least 24 people, including 8 children, 2 of them infants. It comes a day after a World Food Program aid convoy was targeted, killing one and wounding several others. The Sudan Doctors Network says Saturday's attack by the Rapid Support Forces took place close to the city of Rahad in North Kordofan province. The doctors group is urging international action to protect civilians and hold the RSF accountable. Sudan plunged into chaos in April 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. Italian police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters near a Winter Olympics venue. It involved a small group of violent demonstrators at the end of an otherwise peaceful march, heard here, against the presence of U.S. agents, including ICE in Italy, and the environmental impact of the Games. The clash occurred as protesters tried to access a highway near the Olympic ice hockey rink. Earlier, masked protesters set off smoke bombs and firecrackers near the Olympic Village, housing 1,500 athletes. The larger peaceful protest included families and students. It coincided with Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to Milan. Demonstrators carried signs against ICE and environmental damage. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Taco night in Tulum to sushi in Tokyo. Every bite is rewarding and pulse-worthy with Amex Gold's 4x membership rewards points at restaurants worldwide. Wherever you dine, points are piling up. So bring your friends along for your next course, because it's not all about the posts. It's about the company and the memories. How can gold from Amex sweeten your next food moment? Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-gold. Terms and points cap apply.